Brexit to speak about really is the it's on this Sunday, the queer, is it the queer pitch?
Queer screen pitch off?
Yes, I did know this. Queer screen pitch off. I promise I knew this. Which is on Sunday. Unfortunately, yes. It's sold out.
It is. It's a free event though, so you can always come down and, you know, it's at Event Cinemas, George Street, in the bar out the back. So definitely, if you haven't got a ticket and you are interested, still definitely come down, because you probably will be able to get in, because, you know, people don't turn up when things are free.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
true. So basically, we started this last year because it's something that Queer Screen's really committed to, is helping emerging LGBTIQ filmmakers make content, because although there's so much more content being made about queer people, it's still not enough. And so we always try to do things to help in that space. And so for the last 26 years, we've been running Australia's Richest Prize for short films that have been completed.
It's called for the Mardi Gras?
Yeah, it's in Mardi Gras. It's called My Queer Career. Mm-hmm. And then a few years ago, in 2015, we started doing a completion fund for feature films.
Fantastic.
And we've given away $67,000 for that. And then so 2 years ago, we were like, well, we need to do something for emerging filmmakers who are trying to make shorts. And so basically what it is, and pitching is a thing that a lot of filmmakers probably need to learn, because it's does seem to be a thing that is kind of a bit, what's the word, not the right word, but it seems to be a skill that I think filmmakers need to learn, because a lot of agencies and stuff are doing this now where you're doing a pitching competition. So it's a very different skill from any other type of thing that filmmakers are having to do previously to try and get funding. And so we had 25 entries, and we were going to choose 6 finalists, but we ended up choosing 7 because the entries were so good.
Oh, wow. So what did you base your choices off? What did they do to get to the finals?
Yeah, so basically they had to go through an application process. So there was a whole bunch of stuff. They had to submit the current draft of their script, a director's statement. They had to also do a little mini pitch video. Didn't have to be very fancy. It was literally just talking about the project and why it's important. And then so we had a series of judges that went through and looked at those 25 applications. It was a very hard choice to obviously.
25 isn't, I would have thought this is such a good opportunity. Did you have to pay to enter? Or
No, you don't have to pay to enter. But yeah, we had 26 last year. It's
good.
It's still good. We had a few people who entered this year who also entered last year with a different project.
Yeah, of course.
Which is a great opportunity. We did make that it was at least one of the key creatives had to be from the LGBTIQ community, which is really great for authenticity. And then we just chose projects that we thought were interesting, that were really well developed, because what they're going to win is $10,000 to produce that film. And last year's winner was a web series pilot that could work as a standalone short. It was called Butch, from a team in Melbourne, and that has been made, and we showed it in our festival in February. It won the Best Screenplay Award.
Oh, wow.
It's also been played at Frameline in San Francisco, which is the largest LGBTIQ film festival in the world.
Yeah.
And so it's really exciting that we can help filmmakers get content on screen.
Yeah, this is really, and it's so hard to find the funding, especially when you're starting off. And I love the idea of the finishing grant as well, because you would know. Have you self-made produced films as well? Or
no, I was I think I was at like grade 11 and 12. I did like media production, and I recently found this video of this horrendous thing that I made when I was like 16, and I was like, never, no one can ever see this. And I'm like, I'm glad
you
that
could
I'm
be
on,
like this.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm on this side of it, where I don't actually know. I don't think I could.
But you help people do it, which is so, and tell their story. And I looked at the finalist stories as well. But I do notice that most of them have a LGBTQI theme to them as well. Is that something you're looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. It has to. So in order to enter, it had to have be about LGBTIQ people.
Absolutely. And this amazing. You've got. I love the concept of daddies.
Yes, daddies. Yeah, that's from a filmmaker called Roman Watkins.
Yes,
He's a very talented filmmaker. He's made a couple of films that were shown previously in My Queer Career. It's just a concept of, it's a web series pilot for basically a group of two gay men who decide that they're going to have a baby with a lesbian couple.
Yeah.
And they have to, kind of give up their partying ways and settle down to. And it's very, very funny. The script is very funny.
It sounded funny. I'm a bit excited about that one. And also I noticed eagle-eyed, I noticed Claire Kavanagh is in there for How to Be Gay.
Uh-huh.
She had a friend show. I actually know her, and I was like, oh, and she is funny. So that
is a very funny script. I laughed out loud.
So fantastic, and that's off the script as well. So I've got a little like hot tip on that one.
Okay, good.
But it's all about the pitching, isn't it?
It is all about the pitching. Like we had obviously a bunch of entries last year, and the people that judge pick the finalists are completely different from the people that are there judging. So we have five judges, yep, on the day. So they pitch to an audience usually of about 60 to 70 people plus the five judges.
And you've got a Kiwi judge in there.
We do
as
have
well.
A Kiwi, yes, judge, yeah. Rachel Wills, who is here for the Australian premiere of her film Same But Different, which is on tomorrow night.
Oh.
And she's the producer of that film. So she's an actress and producer. So she's, yes, one of the judges.
She was familiar to me when I was stalking her.
Oh, good.
Oh, I recognise that face.
Yeah, so she's one of the judges. And then we've got a bunch of other judges. We have another one of our international guests, Laurie Lind, who's from Canada, who is a documentary and narrative filmmaker who's judging. And then we have a few local judges who are from the industry as well. And it'll be really interesting to see what they pick, because often, like last year, going into it, the people who picked the finalists, we thought, oh, I think it'll be this one or this one. And it was a different one that won.
Because, and it was just the pitching on the day.
Yeah, Like the judges do get, they get to see the script.
Yes.
But they don't get to see like their previous pitch videos and things like that. So it really is about the pitch.
Which is really, it's such a good experience. I know from a little bit of sort of stuff that I've learned and done with it, that is key, sort of selling your people idea. It's not necessarily natural for people who are writers.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's not. And so that's one of the reasons that we're doing it. And that's why it's really important to, like, if you are an emerging filmmaker, to try and come and watch, because I know that there were people last year who were in the audience who watched it and learnt stuff, and then they decided to enter this year.
Fantastic.
So it's just a really, because you sit there and you watch and you go, oh, that's a really good thing that they're doing in their pitch, because they're all very unique in the way that they do them.
Absolutely. And this is only the second year. You're looking to do it next year as well?
Yeah, so that's the plan. We had a sponsor on board last year, but this year we've just, Quiz Green's just funded it ourselves.
Oh, fantastic.
So we just have to, as long as we continue to sell tickets for people to come to the festivals, then we can continue to put the money back into filmmaking.
So other than tonight's film, what else is on for the rest of the week? And does it just finish off on Sunday? Is that the end?
Yeah, so it finishes on Sunday. So this one just goes for the 5 days, and we have 29 features or shorts, and then in Mardi Gras it's a lot longer. It goes for like 15 days, and we have like 120 films. So,
sure.
So it's just this one's just like, do it in my sleep. No, that's not true. But it goes through the Sunday. My personal most excited thing that I'm about, which I'm about for this weekend, is that we're doing a double feature of a documentary called You Don't Know Me, and it leads into a 4K digital restoration of the 1995 trash classic Showgirls.
Oh, yes.
Because You Don't Know Me is basically sort of like a deep dive analysis of Showgirls and how it is perceived in the world, and how it became a cult classic, and is it really as bad as people thought it was, and how it was treated in the press. And it's incredibly entertaining and very clever and very, very funny the way it's put together. So I'm super excited. I know a few people who are coming to watch Showgirls for the very first time. If you haven't seen it before, this is the way to see it.
This is the face of me going, I don't know, but I did see the write-up and went, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's an absolute classic. It's pretty much the worst best film
Sunday?
Ever made. That's on Saturday night.
Saturday night. Okay.
On Saturday night.
That's a big night then.
And then on Sunday afternoon, there's a really great documentary called Seahorse, which is just played the Melbourne International Film Festival last month. And it's about a young gay trans man who wants to start a family. And so, being a gay trans man, he's decided that he's going to try and get pregnant himself. So he stops his hormone treatment to try and get pregnant. And it's incredibly insightful and incredibly enlightening and moving, and he's such a likable guy.
It's a
documentary, and it's just a really well made doco. That's on at 4:30 on Sunday. There's still tickets for that,
and tickets at the website, of course,
queerscreen.org.au.
queerscreen.org. Yep.
or you can buy tickets on the door. Actually, we have a special thing that we're doing this festival where if you're 25 or under, you can rock up to the cinema 45 minutes before the session, and you can get tickets for $10
as long as
it's not already sold out. So.
Of course, that's me too. I'm on
get a fake ID, you'll be fine.
I'll be fine. I've got my student one now. I can't thank you enough for popping in, and I hope it goes well. I'm hoping to drop in now that I maybe can.
Yeah, do it.
Sounds like so much fun, and I can't wait to see who wins.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Do you have a hot tip yourself? Like you said, you don't know.
I can't say.
I know.
Can't say, and I was wrong last year, so I'll probably be wrong again this year.
Well, okay, I won't let you be wrong, but thank you so much, Lisa, for coming in, and yeah, enjoy. Please go see some films.
Thanks.
Yeah.